Inside the massive St. Mary's School for the Deaf building on Main Street, beautiful young children looked up and smiled at you as you walked through the hallways. We traveled up a large staircase to visit the classroom of Anna Kochi, an elementary reading teacher at St. Mary's. Kathy Wood, who is the Associate Dean of Buffalo State School of Education, wanted to share the story of her 28-year-old son, Jamal. Wood was inspired by Kochi's work. When Jamal was just 17 years of age, Wood and her husband reached a crossroads, facing years of struggling to find the right educational instruction. Jamal is nonverbal, and Wood had been on a long journey to find the right help to deal with his autism.
For a long time, he was in a self-contained classroom in his elementary years into his middle school years. And then at high school, I wanted him to be in more an inclusive setting. And I did have him in a school district in an inclusive setting, and it just didn't work out for him. And I really stumbled upon St. Mary's.
Wood knew about St. Mary's, but did not realize there was the capacity to assist with her son's special learning needs.
And I just came, and I just knew in my gut, I said, this is where Jamal should be. And St. Mary's did accept him into the program, and I think he was with Anna Kochi from day one.
The challenge for Kochi, how to communicate with Jamal, described as high needs. He required a great deal of one-on-one instruction, but Kochi used her expertise in sign language with her deaf students to begin a teaching journey with Jamal, who could hear.
We taught him some basic functional signs like bathroom, wanting more, stop, help, please. But really, we focused on a communication board if he wanted a certain thing, like a certain snack, or wanted to go to a certain room or be by himself.
Kochi has worked for many years with special needs students. Kochi remarked that she was overwhelmed to learn 11 years later from Wood that she had been such a strong influence on Jamal. Kochi says it was actually Jamal that made more of an impact on her life.
He enjoyed so much what he was doing, and that reminded me, hey, you know, life's not so bad. Enjoy each moment. He had this habit. I loved it, though. He'd come right up to your face and go, woo! And you'd think, like, you'd be scared, but he would never ever hurt you, and he just wanted to get so close to you, and I actually loved when he did that. I can't explain it. He just brought life to the classroom. He really did.
Kochi described Jamal as a spark. The teacher-student relationship brought tears to Wood's eyes as she reflected on her son's time at St. Mary's.
And my son can't speak for himself, so I'd love to be able to speak on behalf of him to thank Anna. God, I'm getting emotional. Because it was just such a great experience for him. It really, really was.
And I noticed even when you walked in and were coming through the hall, as you mentioned, it's been a while since mm-hmm. you've been in here. Did you have a good warm feeling?
I did. And we drive by here sometimes, and Jamal still looks over at the school. So we drive by, and it was hard for me to leave here because some of the things that Anna did that meant so much to me and the team of folks that she worked with, because Jamal is nonverbal, and on the spectrum, he has more challenges in terms of academic challenges and things like that. So in his prior experiences, the expectations weren't where I wanted them to be in terms of the teachers.
But that, of course, all changed when Jamal was taught by Kochi.
I think what I appreciated was that Anna and the folks that worked with her highlighted what Jamal could do well. And so they gave him a job to do. So every morning, or I don't know for the length of time, but he had to come in and deliver something, some mail or whatever. And one day, you know, I dropped him off and we were running late, and he jumped out of the car and ran ahead of me. And I'm like, where is he going? And so I followed him in, and I came in and I said, Anna, where did Jamal go? She said, he has a job to do, and he knows he has that job to do. So he took off his coat, ran and do it. And so it gave him responsibility, made him, you know, feel important in the class.
There is often a misconception in our community that St. Mary's is only for deaf students. But as in Jamal's case, it serves children with communication problems. The school works with students from birth to 21 years of age.
Our goal is really to get them prepared for the outside world. And it's a very, very loving environment here. And because we're all different, they're all different, they don't think they're different at all. It's very loving. It's hard to put into words. I love my job here. And I love the students. And each one is so individual and unique. and they just make my job so worthwhile. They really do.
Kachi remains humble about her success with Jamal and credits teachers' aides that helped work on her team in guiding Jamal. But for Wood, she emphasized the impact a teacher has on a child's life, as well as the entire family, a teacher that was able to see the positive in Jamal. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.